Welcome to foreclosure.com. My name is Tim Jones, and I have Adam Zock with Home Equity Partners with us today. Home Equity Partners is one of the leading investor lenders for users who are interested in rent-to-own financing for their next home. Adam, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Hey, I'm glad we got connected and happy to help and hopefully help get some people into some homes.
That's great. Can you tell us about the rent-to-own process Home Equity Partners offers to users?
Yeah, so we offer the traditional rent-to-own path. Sometimes it gets different vernaculars, but this one's specifically a lease with an option to buy, but rent-to-own is the most common terminology. And so the idea is that you get to rent now and you have the exclusive option to buy the home. And it might be a set price, it might be, a future appraised value, but you're essentially agreeing to rent the home. And then the goal is that you're looking to move into the home if you can't secure the traditional financing route.
Okay. So how can our customers work with an investor like Home Equity Partner to purchase pre-foreclosures or foreclosures as in a rent-to-own?
Sure. So we do this all day, every day. And what we and our investors want is ironically to buy homes for individuals. Like that's all we do. There's some investors that are like, I'm just going to buy an asset and then I hope I can find a renter. Well, there's specific investors like me and ours. We're like, I only want to buy that asset for Jack or Jill or Mary or Bob. Like this is our whole strategy is we're a people first, property second mentality. And so where this works out is us investors only want to buy the home if you, the tenant, are moving into it. I don't want to buy just an empty house and then hope I can fill it with a rental. That's a completely different model. So in this case, if someone has identified a foreclosure, an REO, a pre-foreclosure, and they're like, hey, that looks like a really good property or a really good deal. I got some contact information, but maybe I don't have 150 grand, to buy the home. If it's, if you need to do all cash, if you have to do financing, like whatever it is, but I really have a unique advantage because maybe other rental properties or other MLS listed properties, aren't willing to do rent to own, or you're kind of stuck in a situation where, you either can't get bank financing quite yet, or it's maybe a couple years away. So, using a service like that, where you're like, hey, I found this home and I would love to rent to own it. So that's where we would say, okay, great. Like let's talk, let's find the home. And then our whole goal is to screen both, you first and be like, okay, cool. Like, tell us about yourself, what's your situation? Cause we found that a lot of people have unique situations where, maybe bad things happen to good people. Maybe it's credit score, maybe it's debt to income, maybe you're self-employed, for whatever the reason that you can't, normally get, traditional financing, which is exclusively what we try to do and who we buy homes for. And so if they were to identify a property, maybe they have the owner's address, maybe they have a phone number and email, if we have a contact, that's kind of even better. So if they already have contact with the, with the owner of the property, that works. Otherwise, if it's like, hey, we're going to send them, a letter and be like, hey, I'm interested in owning your, in buying your home. And you can kind of start off that way. And really it kind of starts the negotiation process. And so, we have specific terms that we follow, but there's, a lot of different investors, maybe locally that would have some different criteria, but in general, the whole goal is I would love to buy a home for someone so that they can live into it. If someone else is in a poor situation, it's kind of like a triple win where the individual that's in a foreclosure, avoids a foreclosure because we're buying the home oftentimes, cash or with, some pretty secure financing. You as the, we call them tenant buyers or the rent to own candidate, get into a home that you want, hopefully at, some discount or some value. And then what investors are looking for is kind of an investment stream where they can deploy some capital and get a return on that investment.
I would love to explore that a little bit further. What do they need to qualify?
Sure. So in our particular program, depending a little bit where you're at, we have a $7,000 a month income with around 5% down as a minimum. And then depending on your credit score, the risk, and where you're at, the down payment can range from 5 to 20%. And what I would add to that is Home Equity Partner is one model, and we typically have a, we're looking at homes 150,000 or higher. And so if there's a potential deal or you don't have the equity in the home or you don't have the down payment, what we've done for other people is like, well, if you can find a home with equity in it, let's say you find a $300,000 home, you know, for $240,000. Well, now you don't need a 20% down payment because you basically have 20% equity in the home. So we've had individuals approach us in that fashion where, you know, either they don't have the income or they don't have the down payment, but they're like, hey, look, I found this opportunity where, you know, this person's mortgage, you know, on a $300,000 house is $220,000. And if we gave them $230,000, you know, they'd be super happy with it. I think we can strike a deal here. And we say, perfect. You know, that works for us in lieu of, you know, the 5 to 20% down with our program. But we are trying to, you know, stay to the 3x the rent income ratio. And so, you know, with that $7,000 a month, it's roughly, you know, maybe $2,000 a month, you know, for rent. Once you start getting less than that, sometimes they get into rural properties or the, you know, the home conditions, once they're less than that, can be sometimes a little bit tricky, but we would still do the inspection, do the appraisal, do all the census. And we've bought in $80,000 houses, 120, $1.5 million homes. So it's kind of all around the range. But right now, you know, at the recording of this suites, you know, at the recording of this podcast, we're looking at those homes 200,000 and up.
Now, that's great information. And if they found a listing on foreclosure.com, what are the next steps for Home Equity Partner?
Sure. So if they said, hey, here's the property I'm interested in buying, I would say, great. We're still people first, property second. I want to know about you. So we're going to go ahead and say, great. Like, that's information. We can kind of start working that side process, but I would love for you to apply with our program. And what it's going to be is like, we're going to do the same thing that a, you know, a landlord or maybe a mortgage company would do, is we're going to try to verify your income. We're going to, you know, see if you have any civil judgments or recent bankruptcies and evictions. And instead of telling you no, we're going to say, okay, here's your, in our mind, you know, kind of, tenant buyer grade, right? If you had a 700 credit score, but you just happened to, you know, open up your own daycare and you don't have the debt to income ratio, like, okay, you know, that seems like a pretty good fit. Cause you're like, oh, I just need to file my 2023 taxes or my 2024 taxes. And I just need the tax returns and then I'll be able to get the mortgage. And we say, great. You know, that seems like a fairly low risk individual. We've had others that like, you know what? I had a bankruptcy last year and I'm getting evicted, you know, just the full ends of a spectrum being, for, you know, transparent from investor, that's seen as more risk. And so either the property's got to have a lot of equity into it because it's more risk, or that individual has to come up with a higher down payment just to offset the risk. And I realize that everyone's situation is a little bit different. That's why we kind of go through the screening process and we say, hey, okay, based on your income, based on your situation, like, here's your terms. It would be, you know, a $2,500 a month payment, and you would need $12,000 to move in. And they'd be like, oh, for that home, that sounds great. Let's move forward. And in which case, then we would engage with the homeowner, get a contract written up. And at the same time, we've gotten all the terms to you. So basically putting you in control, be like, hey, here's your terms for a rent to own. Tell us yes or no. You could tell us no, and we wouldn't be offended. We're just providing the opportunity. But we're not going to ask for earnest money or, you know, $1,000 or whatever it is. It's $60 to apply. And from there, we'll give you some sort of pre-approval terms that you can either pick that house or other homes, kind of like what a bank would, you know, a $200,000, $300,000 pre-approval letter. And then that way they can go pick the homes, you know, maybe they have the one home, you know, from foreclosure.com. Maybe they, you know, decide to go pick something off the MLS. You know, we give them a little bit of freedom on what they can do. And then how they're going to play with the equity on the home. So it's essentially, once they apply, we approve them. And then once they say, yep, I'm good with those terms in this house, and here's my proof of funds, we say, fantastic. We got a purchase and sale agreement. We execute that with the owner. And then as we go towards closing, we still have an inspection and we still have an appraisal on the home. And so you get to see the inspection on every home that we do with Home Equity Partners. So we want to make sure that if you're moving into this home, utilities are on, they work, there's not a foundation issue, there's not like a 60-year-old furnace, because when you move in, you wouldn't want something that you got to put a bunch of money into. And so either that has to be baked into the cost, or we negotiate that, have the repairs made before closing, and we try to make everyone happy so that there's no surprises, so that you can kind of thoroughly see everything. And then the same day that we close on the home, we don't even get the keys. We just literally have the title company hand you the keys at closing because we're doing all of these virtually.
That's terrific information. Thank you for breaking down the process for us. So why should users choose Home Equity Partner on their rent-to-own purchase?
Sure. I'll say this is what we do all day, every day, any home, any city. Mm-hmm. And so what's a little bit unique about that is if you want one of the major metros and have someone do a rent-to-own for you, there's maybe three or four, you know, big national companies that can do it. On the other side, you know, maybe there's some local real estate investors that are, you know, maybe interested, but they don't quite understand how this process works. On a rent to own, whether it's through our podcast content, whether it's through our ebook, whether it's through our Google reviews, where you can see 40 people giving us 5-star ratings of like, hey, I had credit issues. Hey, I had an income. Hey, I once, you know, my situation was unique and Home Equity Partner happened to help us. I would say take their word for it, not ours, but this is exclusively what we do and who we're trying to help in any city, anywhere, as long as the numbers make sense from if you pre-qualify and if the deal passes.
Adam, thank you for providing our users with the valuable information into the rent-to-own program that you offer. You can learn more about the program at homeequitypartner.com. Remember to sign up for your free email alerts on foreclosure.com. Thank you again, Adam, for speaking with us.
You're welcome, Tim. It was a pleasure.
And that's all the time we have for today. Until next time, I'm Tim Jones.